Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, you and your colleagues in the House are preparing to break for August, but there's a lot of work Congress still needs to get done, isn't there?
That's exactly right. There has been a remarkably, unproductive Congress, and there's a lot of critically important work that still needs to get done.
Then why is the House taking a break?
Well, the truth is that the House has actually got its work done. We passed our budget earlier this year. We passed most of the annual spending bills. We've reauthorized important programs like the Food and Drug Administration programs that went through the subcommittee that I chair and then passed the House, and it passed into law. Unfortunately, it's the Senate that has gotten so little done this year.
Why is that?
Well, we have divided government. In the House, it's much easier for us to get things done because the majority rules. And if you have the votes, you can pass a bill. In the Senate, it's much easier to gum things up with filibusters and other parliamentary tricks.
Hasn't that always been true, though?
Yes, it has. What's different now is that the Senate seems to have stopped trying. Here's a good example. Under the Constitution, it's the Congress's job to tax and spend. Congress has the government's checkbook. The president can't spend a dime unless we give it to him. So at the start of every year, right after the State of the Union address, the president submits a budget request. The House and the Senate consider it, and then we're supposed to write the real budget. The House and the Senate both have to pass it, and the president doesn't have to sign it. And like I said, it's not up to him. Then later in the year, we pass 12 different appropriations bills for all the departments and agencies of the government. But all that spending is supposed to stick to the budget, just like our family budget. So that's how it's supposed to work. But the Senate has not passed a budget for more than 3 years now. So we don't have a U.S. budget.
Isn't it kind of hard to control spending if you don't first set a budget?
That's exactly right. And our spending bills aren't getting debated and voted on the way they should be either. Once again, this year, we're going to just lump it all together into one giant bill called an omnibus. And each member will get to vote yes or no without any more due diligence than that. It's really terrible. Although we in the House have passed our appropriations bills and all the amendments, the Senate has failed to do that.
Now, there's actually more that needs to get done than just that, isn't there?
Well, sure. We need to vote on current tax rates, or they'll all snap back up on every taxpayer. We need to act on the automatic spending cuts that were put into law last year when the president walked away from the spending cut deal. Doctors, for instance, will see a 27% cut in Medicare reimbursement rates unless we pass something to fix that formula. There's a long list of things that need to get done, and on top of that, there are many things we don't have to do, but we should do. The House has passed more than 30 bills designed to help the economy and boost private sector job creation, and all but two of them are just sitting over there in the Senate. The Food and Drug Administration bill that I worked on passed the Senate, was signed into law. I'm grateful for that. The law will help many Pennsylvania businesses grow and hire, but we should be doing a lot more.
Have you talked to the Senate about this?
Sure, I have. I've talked to Senator Toomey about it. I know he's just as frustrated as I am. He's in the minority, though, in the Senate. He can't force Senate leaders to schedule bills for votes over there unless they want to do it. It won't surprise anyone to hear that a lot of this is about politics. When the election is over, there'll be almost 2 months before the new Congress is sworn in, and the plan is to try and get as much of this done then, after that election, as much done as possible. It's a terrible way to run things, though, and I hope that next year we'll have a new Senate that is more responsible and less partisan and more focused on getting the job done.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Sure do. There's a great story in the paper this week about a 2001 Penn Manor High School graduate who created a smartphone app that uses eye tracking patterns to do early detection of autism. You know, as the chairman of the health subcommittee in Washington, I know how important something like this is. Autism is on the rise, and we still don't know what causes it or how to prevent it. And detecting it earlier will be helpful to a lot of people. And I'm looking forward to seeing this technology on the market. So congratulations to Richard Stoner and to his mom and dad in Lititz. This is a great thing.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.